Tribe had fire, and it was yours, not mine. Would you use it to brand me slave, and to burn my sacred shrine? Would you force me to starve or steal? Would you mock me to die or run? Would you tell me I wasn't fit for the power your tribe had won?
A coal from the fire in my heart, a light from the lamp in my soul, a flint from the steel of my will. Is darkness or dawn your goal?
If our tribes, both were cold and blind,
could Creator watch us die, or would wise spirit help us come with healing from earth and sky?
Would those of wing and claw, with hoof and fin, and blessing to join Grandmother Moon to sing of hope that can renew?
A coal from the fire in my heart, a light from the lamp in my soul, a flint from the steel of my will. Is darkness or dawn your goal?
If only one tribe had fire, and it was mine, not yours, I'd give you the precious gift. For only respect endures. You'd never need to steal. You'd never need to run. Our Creator meant all to share and blesses everyone.
Sago, this is Ajak Duge, singer-songwriter for December Wind. You're listening to Gaino.
Thank you. not listen to the families of the victims. The laws are not protecting them. Complications with jurisdiction. Tribal courts cannot prosecute. Criminals let off without conviction. Makes a target of indigenous women. We pray for the taken to survive what they endure and rise above the ashes into a bright future. We pray they know they are not alone and are loved by all. We pray for days filled with joy and light, for that's what Mother Earth designed. We pray people come forward and stand up for what is right. And we pray for all mother's children to sleep safe each night.
Some more Bana coming by way of Ajakdunge today on Gaino. If you're just now tuning in, I'm joined on the line with the singer-songwriter of December Wind. And we're discussing the medicinal qualities of music. We've been discussing December Wind's long history, over 20 years now, and I'm excited for future plans. Now, these singles, I'm a Big Boy and On Sacred Ground, are just a little bit of a teaser of what's coming out later this year. Take it away. Tell us what's coming up.
Yeah, we've been working hard since September on releasing our album Hoka, and it'll be featuring. We've done it with Keisha Kolek has, joined forces with us. We have the award-winning Annie Humphreys singing background and playing piano, and Rich Mattson and. From Minnesota, where we recorded it at the Spartus Sound Studios in Minnesota, Virginia, if he's from. And just a great project. Chris Petrak for drums. Joe Savage, he's LA session player, great player, harmonica and steel guitar. Got some great stuff. And Mrs. Jemberlin as a backup singer also. That's Rich's wife. Keith, a great... Keith produced the album, Keith Sokola, and his vision and understanding of my feel and sound has been really rewarding in so many ways. And we're able to portray what I'm trying to get out, maybe for the first time ever, I'm being able to get these songs out the way I'm hearing it.
Sure.
And that means a lot to me personally, but I see the effects it has on people. We're hoping, it's almost looking like it may be released in next month, in June sometime. I haven't have a exact date yet, but we will very soon. We'll be posting that.
I know when I talked with Keith a few months back, and of course, these song recommendations have become a semi-permanent feature here on Gaino, and I proposed that to Keith, and he came back with December Wind, and he was super excited to talk about this project, and very enthusiastic about Hoka coming together, and I know he thinks the world of you and your music. I think you picked the perfect person to capture the essence of what your music is about. Yeah,
yeah, it was really cool. He's been after me 5 years to go to George Strong. He kept bringing up George Strong wherever I met. He goes, "You got to call George Strong."
Yeah.
So finally I did. And, Keith, wanted to produce it, and I said, "Yeah, definitely. I want you." I didn't know how we were going to work together. I went into it blindly, and I said, we got Terry and me, and it was real crucial that Terry and me had our parts down really good.
Sure.
We were actually able to nail 9 songs in one day. And
wow.
Yeah, it was And the most impressive part to me was the drummer, Chris Petrak, because he never heard us before. And I've had kind of a nightmare with drummers because my sound is, and my I got some pretty weird rhythms. I never learned guitar the way everyone else does, and totally self-taught, and my rhythms are weird. And so many drummers can't get my rhythms, and this guy just nailed it, and he understood it. Like, it was crazy. Within 5 minutes, he had the songs down, and, you know, with all the intros and outros and dynamics in the middle and bridges, he just, it just seemed to come to him. It was really wild. It was pretty magical.
Yeah. It's great when projects come together like that. I think, again, that's that validation that you're on the right track. We got to give a quick shout out to George Strong at KBFT Boys Fort, carrying Gyno as well. And it's been a great discussion today with you, Chuck Dunge. Where can people find you at?
Well, our website's decemberwindmusic.com. And the Facebook page is Facebook.com/Ajak Dugye.
Nate Wheel. I'd also like to throw out there Don Giovanni Records as well on Bandcamp.
Yes.
There are a lot of great ways to find December Wind, and I can't thank you enough, Ajak Dugye, for joining me today on Gyno.
It's been an honor meeting you and talking, and I hope everybody loves the music as much as we like getting it out.
Sun. For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nb1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
I'd like to be a butterfly for a day, for a day. Of smiles for a day, for a day. This old world could use a whole lot of love. A beautiful gift came down from
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.